This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Tomorrow's election day, but it could be days before we know who won the White House. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are battling for every last vote. The AP's Julie Walker.
Both presidential candidates closing out their campaigns in swing states. Democrat Kamala Harris made four stops in Michigan Sunday, using the opportunity to address the significant Arab American population, vowing to end the war in Gaza.
We need to end the war, and we need to get the hostages out. And as president of the United States, I will do everything in my power to achieve that end and a two-state solution.
Republican Donald Trump hit three swing states Sunday. In Pennsylvania, he disparaged the election and continued to deny the results of 2020, telling supporters he shouldn't have left the White House.
I shouldn't have left. I mean, honestly, because we did so well.
About 77 million Americans voted early, along with Vice President Harris, who says she mailed hers in. Former President Trump says he'll vote on Election Day in Florida. I'm Julie Walker.
He worked with some of the biggest names in entertainment. Music legend Quincy Jones has died at the age of 91. He produced Thriller with Michael Jackson, and he worked with Frank Sinatra and Ray Charles, among others. He was awarded the Herbie Hancock Humanitarian Award almost 10 years ago and said this.
God bless all you people for being here tonight. You have no idea what you've done to this, make this soul smile tonight. It's just unbelievable.
Quincy Jones. A new tropical storm is expected in the Caribbean, and it's forecast to dump heavy rain on Jamaica and the Cayman Islands before strengthening to a hurricane and maybe hitting Cuba. Parts of the southeast U.S. could get heavy rain. Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer says gangs smuggling migrants across the English Channel should be treated like terror networks. This is AP News. The number of Mpox cases in Congo may not be increasing, but there is still frustration there over the low number of vaccine doses that the Central African nation has gotten. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Mpox cases in Congo appear to be stabilizing, according to health officials. It may be a possible sign that the main epidemic, for which the World Health Organization made a global emergency declaration in August, might be on the decline. In recent weeks, Congo has reported about 200 to 300 lab-confirmed Mpox cases every week, according to the WHO. That's down from nearly 400 cases a week in July. The decline is also apparent in Kamituga, the mining city in the eastern part of Congo, where the new, more infectious variant of Mpox first emerged. I'm Karen Chamas.
Three Chinese astronauts are back on Earth this morning after 6 months on China's Tiangong space station. They touched down early this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.